This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A brand not making your size in something does not give you grounds to talk and degrade the brand. Brands are allowed to want a certain look and image with their products. They are allowed to make things for the people they want to make them for.
Well, he should have known he was going to upset the entirety of the body positivity movement with that one. But let's talk about it. Yeah, you better. Guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. Today, we're going to be talking about the body positivity movement, which I know can be a sensitive subject matter for many involved. And that sensitivity is what brought us the story that we have today. A TikToker by the name of Leo Skeppy is catching heat on the internet because he made a video talking about how certain brands do not have to make every single size of their clothing. I'm going to let him state his point for himself, but you can probably understand why this might have upset the body positivity community.
A brand not making your size in something does not give you grounds to talk and degrade the brand. Brands are allowed to want a certain look and image with their products. They are allowed to make things for the people they want to make them for. I've been seeing too many people talking recently, and it's pissing me off. People are allowed to have preferences, and brands are allowed to create an image with what they want and have a specific type of person wear what they have. Not everybody needs to be catered to by everything and everyone. And this is a lesson I had to learn when I was fat. I used to think clothes just weren't flattering. No, babe, the body wasn't flattering.
Okay. So, a very interesting and somewhat harsh message was put through in that video. And it's so funny because I saw this original video and I thought, that guy looks familiar. I need to find his name. And the name Leo Skeppy started popping up. I go to type in his account on TikTok and I already had him blocked. And it has nothing to do with his views on the body positivity movement or clothing that brands make. It had everything to do with his attitude. So that should give you a little bit of background on my view, but I'll talk about what he said in this video, and I stand by what he said in this video. Brands can make whatever type of clothing they want to make. They don't have to have every single size imaginable or adhere to size inclusivity, is what we're essentially calling it today. That's the pretty word for it. But brands can create what they want to create. And there are several brands that adhere to the message that Leo shared in his original TikTok. Lululemon, which I'm sure all of you have heard of, only carries a certain number of sizes. And when questioned about size inclusivity, the CEO of Lululemon basically said, "I want certain people to wear Lululemon, and that's just it." We also have Brandy Melville, which is really popular amongst young women, that sells one size, essentially, and it's a huge brand. And you know what? I think that's okay. I don't think it is the obligation of any clothing brand to create every single size imaginable. And we are in an era where plus size clothing is expanding and more brands and companies are choosing to make plus size clothing. That, however, doesn't mean that every single brand has to adhere to that idea and that agenda. But of course, if you state that opinion out loud, no matter how harshly or how softly you say it, you are going to upset the body positivity movement. And of course, that TikTok that Leo Skeppy made got a ton of responses, and we're going to watch some of them now.
This whole Leo Skeppy thing, basically, he just said, "Shut up and get on that treadmill if you want to be included," which is genuinely so high school behavior. And him having friends who are plus size or who were plus size, and he had the gall to go, "Well, move on." Like, this is something that people deal with on a daily basis, not just women, men as well. If I want to talk about a multi-million dollar designer company not being inclusive, I will, because they don't care about me. And I mean, they don't really care about you, so you backing them up this much is absolutely bonkers. But what do I know? All I know is, this is high school behavior, bruh. and telling people to shut up and get on the treadmill if you want to be included is crazy.
Now, again, I might not agree with the way he stated his message in that TikTok, but I do agree with the principles behind the matter. As a brand and as a company, you have every right to cater towards the audience and the customers that you want to participate in your business. You don't see non-plus size people going to plus size brands and saying that you need to cater to those who are non-plus size and expand your clothing brand. And while plus size clothing brands represent a minority as of late, the principle still stands. They do not have to be totally size inclusive. And the same can be said for the Lululemons and the Brandy Melvilles of the world. But let's watch some more TikToks, because as I said, this got a lot of responses.
This is just like a very freaky take, because like, why do you care so much? I think it's clear that the people that care more about talking about how brands need to be more inclusive are people that don't get the luxury to wear those clothes that we wish that we could wear. But one thing I feel like that he thought that he like said that was like amazing, that like literally is so opposite of the truth, and I can truly say that by experience, is that no, by calling out these brands and by saying that there are so many people out there that like want to buy, have the money to buy the clothes, want to wear these exact clothes that you could just take a little bit more time to make the exact clothes. We don't want different clothes. We don't want frumpy different. We don't need a new style. Same exact clothes. Just make them a little bigger. Just give us some more options. The more we talk about these things, hello, what happened for me 3 years ago? These brands actually started listening because I was calling them out. And yes, did I do it in an appropriate way? I don't think I was bashing the brands, but I call these brands out saying like, I want to wear your clothes too. Hello, do you see me over here? And like letting them be aware that there's a lot of us that also would like to purchase their clothes. And what happened? I ended up being the face for Victoria's Secret Pink and helping them with their size inclusivity. Did that work out amazing? No, maybe not amazing after 2 years, because maybe their priorities were in other places, but they let me in the door. I did my best. I was able to speak my mind in those board meetings and say how I felt. Then what did I do? I created Revolve's first brand that was above an XL going up to a 4X. First one up to a 3X, people complained. I realized that was not good enough, and we got it to go to a 4X.
And she makes a valid point here. It's okay to make a brand aware that there is a part of their customer base that they are not serving that could then bring them extra revenue if they start catering their products toward that customer base. And that involves creating plus size clothing. But it's a whole different thing to accuse a brand of being fat phobic or anti the body positivity movement because they are not creating the type of clothes that you can wear. And it seems as though Remy Bader, who we've featured on this show before, is one of the more reasonable people who is talking about and emphasizing her issues in shopping for clothing. But still, we have more responses. Let's go.
I'm tired of seeing your face all over my For You page, but I want to chime in also. My turn. You mentioned later in this video that you used to be fat. And you say that clothes looked bad on your body because your body looked bad. You use derogatory terms to speak about your past self and give the word fat a negative connotation as if it's a bad thing. Clearly you had a lot of self-hatred at that time, and I do feel for you in that aspect. And you clearly worked hard to change your body. It's gotta be difficult to see fat people online that are happy with themselves, that don't feel like they need to change their body, that don't want to look like you, that don't want to lose weight. Fat people that love their body at any size and embrace themselves, because you could never do that. You had to lose weight to feel good about yourself, and you still don't feel good about yourself because you're online talking about fat people. And this logic that you're setting up, a brand can want to have a certain look. A brand can want to have a certain demographic. Now, let's play pretend that somebody came on this app and said, a brand doesn't have to include Black people because it's not their demographic. It's not their look. Well, that would be racist, right? And you would never say that, because the color of your skin, your disabilities, etc., those are things that you can't change about yourself, and so you would never say that about somebody that can't change something about themselves, like their skin color. But using that same logic, you assume that every fat person has the ability or the desire to lose weight.
Okay, we're doing some gymnastics here. Let's go ahead and address some of this. It is totally fine that he was not appreciative of himself when he was fat, and he views that in a negative light. And it might be because of his body image and how he personally perceives being overweight, but it also could be that it has real health implications. It affects your mental health. It affects your physical health in ways that are not good, that really should not make you happy if you think deeply about how it affects your body and it affects your life. Now, the comparison of overweight people to black people is astounding. I do appreciate that she at the very least acknowledged that race is something that does not change. However, she's trying to imply that being a bigger person is something that a lot of people cannot change. We need to dispel this myth and we need to do it right now. By and large, most people who are overweight do have the ability to change that about themselves. Desire does not matter. I'm sure there are, as she says, a ton of bigger people who do not want to change their size and have no interest or desire in losing weight. It does not matter. It is a changeable thing. Now, you can throw in certain medical conditions, and even then, I would argue with certain medical conditions, you are allowed to control your weight through diet and exercise. I will leave the extreme cases of, you know, people who have debilitating diseases that they couldn't possibly do anything, and I will grant those cases. But we cannot act like that is the vast majority of people who are overweight, and especially here in the United States. But let's go back to her video.
To look like you. To be like you. Because you did it. You lost the weight. Why don't they want to?
And you offer up this logic of, well, I've lost the weight. If you want to look good in clothes, just lose the weight. And you alienate everybody. You alienate fat people that are happy with their bodies, that don't want to lose weight, that love how they look, that love their bodies, that feel confident and are happy. You alienate fat people who have recovered from eating disorders, that have worked very hard to get their body to the size that it is right now. You alienate fat people that struggle from things like PCOS and thyroid problems and even cancer. You alienate fat people that have disabilities like lipedema. You alienate fat people that don't have the ability to lose weight, even if they really want to, because they live in food deserts, because they don't have access to healthy foods, to diets, to regimens, to training, to programs. You alienate everybody. You act like it's some sort of choice, like, oh, well, you're choosing to live this lifestyle. You can get out of it, when that's just not the truth. You pissed me off. The fat phobia on this app continues to astound me and piss me off every single fucking day. And I'm so sick of dudes that look like you talking about people's bodies.
Everybody involved needs to calm down. It was an opinion shared on the internet in a TikTok. I mean, that's really the through line here with all these videos. Y'all all need to calm down. And where she is stating that Leo may have alienated people who are of a larger body size by creating his video, I could make a very similar argument about her alienating people by telling them that they have no choices, that they're not capable of making significant changes in their life that would indeed help their health. But she sort of crutches these people and says there's so many people with no choice, they have no options, it's food deserts, it's medical problems, it's that they don't want to or desire losing weight. You're giving those people a crutch, I guess, an excuse, and in your language, sort of insinuating that they're not capable of changing their lives and changing their bodies. And I, quite frankly, just don't believe that that is the case, but we'll leave that there. There's so much wrong circulating in this video. I don't like the initial tone of the original video. However, these responses are not really, you know, they're not making sense. But let's hear from one more. This is Samira, I believe, who's been on our channel before, I believe, discussing this very topic. And here is her message for the Leo Skeppies of the world.
If a brand not making my size doesn't give me grounds to talk or degrade them, then why am I still in their mission statement? Why do they call themselves size inclusive, even though they stop at an XXL? Why do they say they make clothes for everybody, even though they stop at a size 20?
Okay, I'm already getting the leftist slam poetry speak that I talk about so often that I cannot stand. But that's okay. We're going to see through it. To some extent, she is making a point here that if you're going to say that you're size inclusive or you make clothing for everybody, that might not be the case if your clothing doesn't fit for certain sizes. Now, we could really get into this and really parse it out and talk about why that might not necessarily be true. But sure, I'll grant, as a brand, you probably shouldn't call yourself a size size inclusive, if your sizing doesn't truly accommodate everyone. But oh my goodness, we live in an era of obesity and health risk in the United States, the likes of which we really have never seen before, because there was an era where an XXL, I believe, as she states in this video, would have virtually fit everybody in the United States. But now, because of things like the body positivity movement, like our food, like this lack of attention that we pay to our health and wellness, an XXL no longer fits everybody in the size spectrum that now exists here in the United States. I think we could look at other countries where if these brands are operating in them, they would be technically size inclusive and making clothing for everyone. The United States has just a unique problem when it comes to obesity, but we're not allowed to talk about that. And we're not allowed to say that that is a health risk to you as an individual. We're not allowed to say that that should not be an ideal when it comes to your body type, and that it's not going to be ideal for your longevity as a human being. If you say that, you are now anti-body positivity and you are fat phobic. But come on, yo. We gotta be able to say these things.
Why do they say that they empower all women when they stop at an XL? Do riddle me that. And I think this whole conversation is about audacity.
Sure is.
But you seem to have more of a problem with my audacity as a fat person than brands' audacities to take our confidence, our joy, and use it to sell mediums and larges.
Whew.
And you think that I need to be a medium or a large before I deserve to feel fashionable, to feel confident? This is all about audacity.
Gosh.
And there is no issue when it comes to other conversations of inclusion, but plus size clothing is where you're drawing a line. And that's very telling. But do let me tell you and tell everybody else that I will continue to let brands know that if you're going to include me in the mission statement, you will also include me in the size chart.
Oh my gosh.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
It is about audacity indeed. Oh, wow.
Luckily, she's not speaking to me at the end there when she says we have no problems with other inclusion conversations, because I have plenty of problems with other inclusion conversations as well. And we dedicate a good bit of this channel to talking about them. Again, we're in sort of an unprecedented time when it comes to health and body image and all this stuff in the United States. And honestly, with the natural progression of things, companies are going to have to start creating larger pieces of clothing, because that's just the trajectory that we are on as human beings living in the US of A. So they really shouldn't be all that stressed about it. This is where we're going to go, because that's what the majority of the customer base is going to be if we continue on the trends that we are on right now. Still, that does not mean that all brands have to participate. I don't remember Lululemon or Brandy Melville ever stating that they are size inclusive and that they cater to everyone within a community. They have a specific image, they have a specific customer base that they are catering to, and that is okay, in the same way that it's okay to have purely plus-size clothing brands. Never mind the fact that a lot of these brands operate by just thinking about their profit, and if they felt as though they can make a considerable profit from people who are bigger and plus-size, I'm sure they would be rolling out plus-size brands, as we've talked about through this video. So, as soon as a demand is created, I'm sure there will be a response. Interestingly enough, you don't hear a lot of petite people or super tall people complaining about size prioritize inclusivity with these brands, even though they are hard to accommodate when it comes to shopping. They just go to the stores where they find clothes that fit them and they shop there. And arguably, there's very little that those people can do to change their appearance and make their clothes fit better. But in the wake of all this turmoil on TikTok and the responses to Leo's initial video, he decided to hop back on and, I guess, apologize. Let's watch.
All right, to hit this properly, the ego is checked at the door. I got some to own up to. I deleted the video because it does the opposite of what I want to do. It made a lot of people feel unsafe with me, and that's the last thing that I want. So this is not going to be a sappy apology video and be manipulative to try and win anybody over. This all made me realize the time in my life when I was overweight actually does trigger the fuck out of me. And it's not the body and the way that I looked that triggered me. It's the painful mindset I was stuck in that I do not want to be reminded of. My whole childhood and early adulthood, I felt very trapped and powerless in a body and a mind that I hated. It wasn't my physical appearance, I thought it was. It was really feeling like I had no control over my life and what that perception did to me. And now whenever I feel powerless, I say jarring to myself to snap me out of an old mentality and look for empowerment. But me sharing that in the fucked up way that I did was to help a lot of you, and it ended up hurting a lot more of you instead, because you feel like I judge you for the way that you look. It also made a lot of people feel like I was judging them for wanting to feel included. That's not what I stand for at all. I never want anyone to feel uncomfortable or unsafe around me, ever. But the way that I said things in that video made a lot of you feel disempowered and criticized instead of feeling like I was looking out for you. And that's always my actual intent, and that'll sit right with me. So the video's gone. But not finding my size in things is something I deal with daily. I'm 6'7" and a size 16 shoe. Clothes are a pain in the ass. Shoes, rarely ever find. Bags, the strap, rarely long enough. Doesn't fit over my body. But that's a situation for me that makes me feel very powerless, is when my size is not made. And like I said, I stay triggering to myself to look for the control I do have when I'm looking at things that make me feel disempowered. And when a brand doesn't make my size, I look at it like saying versus giving them my attention and begging them to include me or bullying them to include me. It's 2024. These brands know that people come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. They're aware. They're choosing not to make certain things. Either it's a financial decision or it's an attempt to actually exclude you. But my personal relationship to that is feeling disempowered and not giving any of my attention to it.
What this entire response highlights, and I guess this entire drama that's happening on the internet over the initial video highlights for me, is that you can have a mindset of viewing yourself constantly as the victim of something, or you can switch that mindset over and say, how can I take control over my life? And how can I leave behind the things that I really can't control? And in this case, that would be what brands create what sizes for what kind of people. And there are certain individuals who love to view themselves through the victim mindset, as if everything is constantly being inflicted upon them and that there's nothing to do to encourage yourself or to change the current state that you are in. Some of them don't even have the want or desire to change the current state that they are in. And when you view yourself in this way and your relationship with the world in this way, you will always work your way back to that conclusion. And I think that's what Leo was trying to emphasize in his final video. Although he is quite crass in the way that he communicates his mindset, I think that's what he's saying. He went from feeling disempowered to really bringing empowerment as an energy into his life and deciding to change his own condition in order to have a better space within the world. Now, in all this back and forth and talks about fat phobia and body image and disempowerment versus empowerment, the principle still stands, and it's a very basic one, that brands are allowed to create products for certain audiences and certain customer bases. And there is no obligation on behalf of a brand to create an entirely inclusive product line. Now, I'll speak to some of the points of the disagreeers that I actually found myself agreeing with in these videos. It's okay to ask a brand to make more size inclusive products and tell them, hey, here's a big customer base that you may be missing out on. And they can sort of run the numbers on that and make a decision on their own behalf as to whether or not they want to accommodate new sizes. It also isn't particularly cool that a brand would refer to itself as size inclusive or say that it makes clothes for everyone when it in fact does not make clothes for everyone. And on those two points, I can certainly agree. But the bullying and the bashing and the accusing of fat phobia really needs to end. Brands make their own choices at the end of the day. You make your own choices at the end of the day. And hopefully you guys find some sweet spot in the middle to enjoy your capitalist dream of buying designer clothes that fit on a plus size body. In reality, I don't think this is anywhere near as big of a problem as it's been made out to be throughout many of these TikToks. At the very least, everybody in those videos was fully clothed. But those are just my thoughts. Drop your thoughts in the comments down below. As always, if you disagree with me, duke it out down below, but do so respectfully. And if you like this video, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you guys, which is every day, and I will see you next time. Bye guys. Yeah, you better. Yeah, you better.